Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Morning, good morning, everyone. Yes, welcome to Challenges to Champion event. Yes, we are here live and direct with our expert number one. We're so happy to have her to be the number one expert. So let me know if you guys can hear us in the group and also those that are with us on Zoom. Let us know if you can hear us. And as we get started this morning, we just want to officially welcome everyone who is here for our summit, which is the Wisdom of 21 Winning Women and Their Lessons. You know, I've been going through this journey for the last 90 days, and it's been a pleasure having to work with these amazing experts who been through, and that is why we call this summit Challenges to Champions Summit. And why do we call it that? We call it because all our experts in the house today, you know, have been through the journey of life. And the purpose of the summit is to empower you, to inspire you, and to educate by showcasing the diverse experiences and wisdom of 21 winning women who have achieved success in their respective fields. So, and today we're just going to dive right into it by just welcoming the expert. We have our expert number one. You know, every time I see her, I see Diamond. I was talking to my team this morning. I was like, my Diamond is going to be the first expert in the house. You know, and here she is. She's Melissa, she's the CEO and founder of Trent Press, a renowned publishing house known for its unique blend of business inspiration and education. With a diverse background, she brings a wealth of knowledge and expertise to the world of literature and business. So with that said, I just want to welcome our coach in the house, you know, a mentor to many, and the lady who is behind 95 books. Come on now. You know, she's going to tell us all about that, her journey, her turning point, and, you know, what got her to where she is. So she's just going to take it on and talk to everybody in the group who she is, what she have done, what she's doing now, how she earned it, learned it, and everything about her. So without further ado, I want to welcome our expert, Melissa. Take it away.
Thank you for having me, Reverend Dory. I hopefully said your name right. I do try to do that. As the Reverend here said, I am the CEO and founder of Trent Press. Now, if you would have talked to me prior to 2016 and said, hey, you're going to write not just one book, you're going to write 95, I would have said you're crazy. B, if you would have told me I'm going to be a CEO of anything, I'm going to look at you and go, yeah, me? I don't think so. I don't have anything around me. My life is hard. I'm going through a messy relationship I want out of. When I say relationship, I mean marriage. I'm just going to use a very broad term. I'm on disability. Yeah, I'm not going to write a book, and I'm not going to be a CEO, and I'm not. But when you use the word I'm not, that's exactly what you're going to do. You're telling yourself you can't do anything. So thankfully, my now ex-husband said, I bet you can't write a book and get it published. Okay. Well, I'm up for a challenge. I love being challenged, people. If you tell me, I bet you can't, and it's a positive bet you can't, not something stupid like go eat a Tide Pod or something, I'm probably going to do it. So, okay, I look to my daughter and go, okay, get mommy a writing prompt. What is mommy going to write a book about? And she said, a fairy princess in space. Okay, those two things have never in my brain been done. Now, it could have been out there somewhere, I just haven't came across it. So we wrote about a fairy princess in space.
In my cross it. So we wrote about a fairy prince.
And we started the journey of learning how to get it published. Did the self-publishing, didn't quite like it. Found a publisher, it cost a lot of money, still did it. Went to another publisher because that one didn't work out. That one was better. It was more of a family. Okay, now I'm feeling out what's going on. Needless to say, I went back to school, got it through a partnership program for marketing and advertising. Did that in 2016 as well. 2016 was a very busy year, if I look back on it. But I'm also starting a divorce in the middle of this. I'm just getting my stride and I'm starting a divorce. Now, you want a positive, you have to go through negatives. This is something I learned very quickly. But at the same time, I found a mentor by accident because, well, now we're going into 2017. I'm writing my second book, getting it published. I'm out in Vegas. I'm promoting my second, no, I'm writing my third book. Two, three books, 2 years. And I get picked up on a radio show. Still going through the mess of divorce. Still, my life is not well. I'm not going to trust in this show out of respect. And I get it picked up on the radio show. Now I have a little bit of income coming in on top of my disability. Still going through the divorce. Actually, divorce is getting from messy to ridiculous at this point. And it wasn't that I'm wanting anything, I just want out. How many of us have said, I just went out of this relationship and didn't know where to go? This is where I was at. But here's the secret. It wasn't just a messy divorce. It was an abusive marriage. So when I say I was messed up, people, I was messed up, like 100%. Mentally, emotionally, I was done. I didn't know what I was doing. But I'm writing books. I'm trying to push forward. Pick up the radio show, found my mentor because he was a guest on my radio show. Latch onto his positive message because this was my turning point, was finding this mentor. My mentor is still my mentor. He's not the director of my board. I'm so blessed to have a billionaire as a director of my board. But it was because I put myself out there and said, I'm done. I'm done at being rock bottom. I am done at not going forward. I'm done with not knowing what I want to do with my life. I have this beautiful daughter. She's autistic, she's talented. And if you don't have an autistic person in your life, you probably don't understand how much work that is. How much of a toll that is, especially when they're younger. Now that she's older, that's not so much. Yay. If you think about it, think of Elon Musk now and a 2-year-old trying to be 16. That's the best comparison I can give you what I was going through the divorce. Okay, now I'm in 2017. I have the radio station. I'm not happy with the publishing company. I opened my first publishing company. But guess what? When you open a company and you're in a negative space, your company's going to fail. Not because you don't know what you're doing, but because everything around you is negative. So you're pulling a lot of negative energy. The people you're working with may or may not have positive energy. You put the wrong people in the wrong places. Go to McDonald's if you don't understand that. Work them for a corporate McDonald's for a year. You'll understand putting the people in the right places. Put your aces in their places. That's the best piece of advice I got from working my first restaurant, McDonald's. Put your aces in your places. Okay, I don't know what I'm doing. I have a company. It's not doing what I want it to do. But I have books. I have a couple authors. I think I had 10 with that company. Some are good, some are cranky, some of are not the best people in the world to work with. But are they not the best people to work with because I'm in a negative space? You have to sit back and really go back. Okay, so we're in 2017, 2018. I'm actually starting to take lessons on how to be a life coach. Not because at that time I wanted to be a life coach, a mentor, or anything else. I didn't want it, but I was too prideful to go and say I need help, but I love learning. So because now I'm learning how to be a coach, get certified in 2018, have this wonderful certificate. I don't know what I'm doing with it. Isn't that fun? I have a certificate and I don't know what to do with it. I have all this knowledge. Okay, well, I'm going to put it over here on the shelf and just let it sit there because right now in 2018, I don't know what I'm doing. I know I have my company. Not going well, but I have it. It's there. Go through 2018, 19, still going through divorce, 2020. Divorce is finalized. Hallelujah. Now we're in positive. Finally. Yeah, it really took that long. Okay, so out with the old and with the new. I shut down my first publishing company in 2020. That was Dove and Dragon. However, the radio station, my inspiration, my baby, that was a product of being on the radio in 2017, it was taken off. I was in interviewing authors, entrepreneurs, coaches. I still do all this. We do about 200 episodes a year, usually. So that had to stay. I can't shut down a publishing company and shut down on the radio station. That's actually doing good. It's putting positive in the world. I'm looking at my coaching thing. I'm doing all these coaching. I have this paper. I need to do more coaching. What can I coach on? Okay, I'm going to coach on domestic violence. I have a wealth of knowledge in this. Probably more than anyone, any sane person needs to have. I have the knowledge. Believe me, I don't want the knowledge, but I'm going to share that knowledge. I don't know yet how I'm going to do this. Then we're going into 2020. We're still in 2020, but the world is now in 2020. It's in chaos. Okay, so all I have to do is think. I don't know what I'm thinking, but I'm typing. I don't know what I'm typing yet. Going back to school, actually, I was on a call with Brad Blazer and Mr. Knowles. And if you don't know who Mr. Knowles is, he's Beyonce's father. It wasn't a conference that they were doing. I was just there as an attendee. But something was said. If you go into the pandemic, because we're in the beginning, February, March, if you're going into this and you're not coming out with learning a new skill, you wasted an entire year. I'm a learner, I'm a doer. That sounded like a challenge to me. Well, back in 2003, I went for an associate's degree in law. I love law. I don't want to practice it, but I love studying it. So I'm going back to school now, 2020, online, taking law courses, getting my certifications in constitutional law, government law, international law, contract law, business law, finance law. Okay, again, I have all these certificates, don't know what I'm going to do with it. I start writing books because that's my thing. I write books. But I'm not publishing them yet. I'm just writing my knowledge down. Sit down, October 2020, I opened my new publishing company, Trade Press. get a hold of one of my friends. I need help. I want you to be my CEO. I don't know what that looks like, but I know I want you there. But we had been building this from 2018 to now. We just didn't know what it was going to be done, how it was going to look. We actually incorporated October 9th, 2020. 10 authors. These authors were from my original publishing house. They had faith in me. And because they have faith, I'm gonna, okay, we're gonna start small. I'm gonna keep these 10 authors. Two of them left, three of them left, four of them left. Okay, that's fine. Cut out the cancer, cut out the negative. I'm in a place of ease. I'm going to do this. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have 50 authors, over 400 books published. I travel the world doing motivational speaking, inspirational speaking, like I'm doing today. Financial, I have been in rooms with the CEO of IBM since 2020. Now, what's the lesson here? I started in a pile of mud. We're going to call it mud out of respect. In 2016, 2017, 18, 19, 20, I was in mud. I had to go through mud to find my path. If you're stuck in the mud, the only place you can go is forward. You're not going, if you stay there, well, that's going to be life. If you're going to say, I can't go on, I don't want to go on, this is my life, I'm stuck here. Exactly, that's what you're going to do. I had to find this for myself. I had to break every part of my belief system to move forward. I had to take, okay, I'm a self-worthless. Whatever my mindset was, because it was negative, I can't even remember all the words I was telling myself because I don't live there no more. I go back and go, who was the girl? Why didn't she get herself together back then? I actually say that to myself. What changed? What was my catalyst? Okay, well, I can tell you my catalyst was meeting my mentor. Him giving me free mentorship because he's seen something positive in me. So who's that person in your life that sees the positive that can help you grow? Now you can have friends that say, girl, you're beautiful, but here's a bowl of potato chips. Let's watch something on TV tonight. Or you can have your friends that go, hey girl, you're beautiful. Here's a book to read. I can't tell you everything I'm telling you, but you're a reader. Go read this book. How your mind processes information is different. Are you going to watch the negative news? Are you going to watch the entertainment of whatever's on TV? Or are you going to educate yourself? Not go back to school necessarily. You don't have to. There's things called libraries. They're free. You can get a whole education by reading. And education doesn't translate to pieces of paper that you put in the desk like I do. But an education will get find your path to get out of the mud. You have to break these belief systems. I didn't go to Harvard. I didn't go to Yale. I can't get into whatever the community college is. Okay, those are excuses. Guess what? You can get partnerships through education places online that are free.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Are you going because you want a piece of paper? Believe me, I have 36 pieces of paper from different schools. I do nothing with it, at least not how they intend to be used. However, I write books. So I started in 2021 releasing the Rise Strong series. Rise Strong is for domestic violence. There's 24 books in that series I published in 2021. I said, okay, I'm doing an information dump and I'm going to start here. 12 are journals. 12 are books. Now, here's the thing. I said I travel, right? I talk to people and I coach. I have their stories in there. I got permission to use their stories, not their names, not their demographics, but I got the permission to write their stories because they were in a place of negative and didn't see how their story would help others. There's a key word there, helping others. Whatever you're doing, you have to serve others. It doesn't matter if you're working at McDonald's. It doesn't matter if you're working as a CEO. Your job is to serve others. When you serve others, you find happiness. What does it feel like when you make a person smile? A smile is infectious. It is there. You move forward. It brightens their day. No matter what's going on around you, you get a smile, you smile back. Open a door for someone. Help a person across the street that can't. These are things that are free to help people. You're serving people. And guess what? You're putting positive in the world. When you put positive energy in the world, guess what happens? You then attract positive energy to whatever you're doing. Do you want that promotion? Do you want that new house, that new car, that new whatever is your dream of moving forward? You have to put out the energy, not the money, the energy, the positive energy. We just opened our first office in Reno, Nevada. This is 2024. I opened my first office. I just spoke at the Jim Lutz Penthouse Mastermind. Yeah, I said penthouse. How many people get to go visit a penthouse? I don't. Never been there before. Never been to a penthouse. Very thankful. Thank you, Mr. Lutz. Over in San Diego, I got to sit down with millionaires one-on-one, not only taking them now as my friends, they're my network, and they're my clients. Interested in hearing more? I have a class coming up in April 3rd, I believe we're starting the class. It's an 8-week class. I told you, if you want to have knowledge, it's out there. However, my time is limited. So I can't do this one for free. Sorry, I do a lot of them for free. I can't do this one for free. I do have different tiers depending on how much you want to invest in yourself. If you want to just get knowledge, okay, it's there. We have you. We got you covered. And that's a minimal thing. You just invest $200 in yourself. But I'm going to teach you how to build wealth. Now you go up to, I'm an entrepreneur. How do I get my product out there more? I have a package for you. I'm going to give you three free products and a year's worth of lead generation for taking this course. Now, Reverend Joy can use this for herself because she has a wonderful network, but she needs to get her message out there. She needs more leads. I'm going to use you because you're right here in front of me. But I know there's someone else listening to this. You're my avatar. You're my person that says, okay, I need to mo know more. You're going to go and to contact me. Just contact me. I will get you to the right person. I might talk to you myself. I might have one of my wonderful sales agents talk to you and see what's right for you. I don't want to sell you. This is an investment in yourself. I don't want your money for me. I want you to invest in yourself. I'm doing this because A, I have employees to pay. That is a wonderful thing to say, going from 2016 saying, I'm broke. I don't have $5. I don't know how to feed my daughter. To, I have employees to pay and they need to eat. That's where I come from. So I can't do it for free. I need to take care of them. That's my job. As a CEO, my job is to make sure my family, my employees are taken care of. But we have the class for you. That's happening in April, but it's also happening in October. Now, I'm working on another class for you. This one's going to be more of becoming the CEO of your life because it's a principle that I learned through the last few years. You have to be the CEO of your life. You cannot have someone control your life for you. You cannot have someone make the decisions for you. You cannot let people handle your finances. You have to do this for yourself. Once you can learn your finances, then you can do anything. This is not being a very unnice person. This is being a, I'm in control of my life, and I'm not going to let Tom or Carrie or whatever's next to me that's in my life control me. I'm going to take control of myself and run it like a business. When you start running your life as a business, you cut out 90% of the things you don't need and you move forward. I'm around. Please contact me. As you see on the screen, it's MLRUSCSAK. Google me. Trust me, you can find my information. You can find my website that way for coaching and inspiration. You can find my books that way. You can find my radio show that way. Now, some of these are free. Radio is free to listen to. I love giving away things. There's always free things on my website for you. If you want to take the class, I give you three new books I'm writing this year. This is just for the financial thing. I have 95. 95. I'm writing three more right now. One's actually published. I'm getting ready to publish a couple more. I have about 20 books scheduled for this year to be published that I'm writing. 20 books, people. You can do it. Write one. I'll write three for you if you take the class. Reverend.
Oh my God. Are you guys not? Did you pick up all that our expert put down? That's just the first question. Did you truly pick it up? Because if you do, you will be excited that you don't even know how to continue. I don't know how to continue, man. I don't know how to continue. I just want to call it a day. I say, okay, go home. We have enough. And trust me, that was such a power pack. What I call downloading information that you just did here today. And I love how you did it. I love how you just, stated it where you were and, the journey through it and exactly where you are right now. Let me tell you something. You just, made my dream for the summit, like come closer or even come real because I want people to know that you can do it. It doesn't matter where you're sitting right now. Right, I want people to know that they can do this. You have the power. And the last thing you said there really blessed me, becoming the CEO of your life. Trust me, once anybody can figure out that part of their life to manage their life for themselves, every other thing can be done. Every other thing. You know, this morning, as you said, you know, book, I wasn't the best person when it comes to reading, but for the year, I just like, I can't even start the day without looking at something, even if it's 5 minutes. So around 11:20 today, I was like up. And the next thing I did, I went and grabbed one of the books that just fascinated me lately. I just like to watch it. It's like 58 Wisdom of Something. And the first thing that dropped is exactly all you said today. And that quote was, "Nobody know you like you know yourself." And it was just like, what? He said, think about it like this. Mel is on call today, our coach. She knows how she run her life daily. I don't know how she run her life. Maybe even her daughter knows her, but still is not she's not spending as much time as Melissa is spending with herself. So nobody can actually talk about you as much as you can talk about you and know your abilities. So when somebody say you can't, but you already know when they are not watching, you're working on something. Like she said, not a friend that will tell you, "Oh, girl, eat this ice cream." No, a friend that will say, "Girl, look at a book here. Read this book." So, and when somebody's not watching, you are actually building yourself. You know, build, and they are not even seeing that you're building yourself. And they were like, "You can't do that. You won't amount to nothing," and all that. But they don't know you as much as you know yourself once you start investing in yourself. But they still believe you were that person of 2010 that had no direction, no road. But you've come to a place like this, which is why I invited everyone to come here and listen to experts who are going to help you know that where you are right now, if you're there, somebody like Mel was there 2016, if you're there, or 2020, if that is where you are, or maybe where she is, but you know there's a process to get to all these places. And that is why I'm so happy that you made it today. And I'm so happy that everybody, I see all of them, you know, saying, commenting, "I can't get there," you know, to see all that you guys said in the group. But I really want to thank you for coming on. You're our very first speaker for this event. And we are so happy. So, as our coach said, if you want to get to home, you know, make sure that you search her up, or we are going to be dropping her free gift. What was your free gift again for our audience?
My free gift. Well, I have a couple free gifts. One, if you're an entrepreneur, this is for entrepreneurs, coaches. If you're trying to get to the next level, I'll give you a free interview on my Dove and Dragon Radio. This is $120 that I normally pay, or $120 people pay to be on my show. It's 2.2 million people that listen to this. That's the first one. That's if you're an entrepreneur. If you're not an entrepreneur and you're trying to get there, I'll give you a 30-minute coaching session free. You get 30 minutes of my time. I normally don't do this at all. My time is very valuable. I do about, I'm working from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. because I'm a CEO. But I'll give you 30 minutes of my time to get you to the next level. Now, does that mean you're going to leave this coaching session and be, "I'm going to be the CEO of my life and move forward"? No. This means we're going to find you a path to take. That path may or may not say, "I need to work with Melissa." I'm perfectly okay laying you a course and you finding a coach that resonates with you, because it's all about making you happy, not making me happy.
Wow, I love that. So we our VIPs today, I'm not seeing them on the Zoom call. Maybe they have not, you know, coming yet. So we are just gonna finish, you know, with that, having you in the house. And this video is gonna be out in the group, you know, all day tomorrow and the week for everybody to just see. And if you have a question, you can ask in the video. And you know, we are gonna get back to you. But for now, I just want to say thank you once again. We are done for the day. I didn't get no question for you today, and you said everything. For me, you actually break it down, more than I thought you would have done. So it's clear to me, it's a clear information of, what you can do to take back your life by just refusing to dwell in those. I can't. Trust me. I want people to live effortlessly, like live easy. And those 96% spiritual, those 90% mindset is what we need right now. And that is what our coach have laid down for us to pick up today. So thank you so much once again. I'm so glad. It's always a pleasure to have you, Coach Melissa. You bless me every time I see you. I see the CEO, the CEO. I love it. I love it. So ladies, I just want to say for everybody in the group, you guys did well. I saw all your love, your light. Thank you so much for that. I'm going to stand by somebody maybe in the next session to comment back because I couldn't do it right now. But guys, you can do this. You can do this. My joy is that you came out today and you're going to be listening to, all our speakers. Remember, we have six more to go today, and all of them are like, they're already lined up for you, and they're excited and ready to just give you from their inside out. Just think about, in the middle of your speech, coach, I began to feel this Holy Ghost, like an anointing all over me. Like, oh my God, what a journey that you came from and where you are right now. And that is what I want everyone in this group to think about. Where can I be 12 months from now? Right? Anything can change in your life today once you change your mindset and begin to embrace. It doesn't matter where you are right now. Maybe you have not even started nothing. Just believe I can do this and find that thing you love doing. From everything our coach said today, I'm just gonna summarize it and let us, go for today. One thing I learned from her is I have all these certificates, which are papers, but I love writing. Simple. And that's what she has done from 2020 and still doing, and have all these other writers with her, and they are just, blessing people with wealth of knowledge. So what is it that you love doing? That will be your assignment today. Assignment from my speaker number one. What is it that you love doing? It's not the certificate you got because you had to go there. Yeah, they really help. They help her with knowledge, understanding, wisdom, but at the same time, she didn't go and practice the law she did or every other thing. She maintained what gave her joy. The true joy that she have is writing, and she's been writing. And think about it. From 95 books, three is on the way. That's almost hitting her first 100 books. You can do it. So that will be it. I don't know. I want to just open up for you to just give us that wisdom statement, like that power that you can just, like release there and impact their spirit before we go.
Impact the spirit. I want everyone to close your eyes. Imagine for just a moment you have the best life ever. Imagine that you have everything you want, that house that you dream of, the car that you dream of, the relationship you dream of. What are you doing to get there? What are you doing in your moment, in your mind, that brought you to this place of absolute joy? Have you wrote a book? Have you opened a company? What is it that you're doing? That's going to be the place that you need to gravitate to. It doesn't matter if you don't know how to get there. What are you doing? And take the first step to achieving your dream. Reverend.
Oh, this is too close. I love that. What are you doing? Is it doing that brings the result? I love it. Thank you so much, Coach. We really appreciate you, and I know everyone in the group, they are just on fire, and seriously, we are grateful. So that will be it. I'm gonna stop the live now and just thank every one of you for being here.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.